Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here in the studio, messing with the microphones as I always did on this Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, and this is the first time that I have been back in the studio. I believe the last day I was here was Wednesday, March the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Wednesday, March the 3rd. The last time I was in the studio, so I have returned to the studio. And apparently, the mic troubles are as they always were here in the studio. You know, some things just never change. All right, I think we've got it there. If you're not able to hear me, just let me know. But I'm back in the studio this morning, and I have a few things to say. I got here this morning a little early to do a little cleanup here in this morning in the studio. And it was kind of interesting because you don't come in here every morning for a while. So I was moving newspapers around. I was cleaning up the answering machine, which probably had not had any messages deleted in the last, what has it been, 4 or 5 months since I've been here? So it was an interesting morning, to say the least. Now, I have a few things to say before we get to some ticket giveaways here. Last night, now this will just tell you the reach of this station. This is kind of a fun thing. Last night, I was getting ready to go to bed. A matter of fact, I was already in bed last night. It was probably 10:30. And my phone rings, and I see that it's a wireless caller. But I didn't know who this was. So I got up, I was still awake, I answered the telephone, and it turns out it was somebody listening to a repeat of this show who wanted to talk about the quarry, because the other day I was talking about Quarry Park and how they don't have any portable restrooms, and how they have the dirt roads, the stone roads. I'm not even sure how you'd refer to them. And this gentleman had great, great stories of his father, who used to ice fish at the quarry and things that were done there. So I told him, I said, call in tomorrow morning between 8 and 10. Now, he said he had an appointment this morning in Columbus between 8 and 10, so he was going to try to listen. He wasn't sure if he was going to make that appointment or not. So if he's out there listening, give me a call. I would love to put those stories on the air that we talked about on the telephone last night. Oh, you know what? I'm giving the wrong number. I'm giving the number that I'm not at. I have to give the studio number again. I'm like Pavlov's dog. 740-383-9944 is where I am. That's the telephone number where I'm residing now. 740-383-9944. So give us a call here. If that gentleman is out there listening who had the stories about the quarry, I would love to hear those. And if you can hear me okay, if I sound good back here in the studio, let me know. I had to do some microphone adjusting here already this morning. 740-383-9944. How about this back in the studio after all these months? Now, let me tell you one drawback. And I thought about this last night as I was preparing to come back to the studio. I went to McDonald's this morning and got my morning beverage, a large Diet Coke, as I normally do. But then I thought, well, during the breaks, I can't just go to the refrigerator and fill up the cup with more Diet Coke. Because there is no Diet Coke here at the station, as there would be in my own refrigerator. So we are operating at a little bit of a loss this morning. Now, what I should have done is use the McDonald's app. Now, I've talked about the McDonald's app before, that if you download the McDonald's app on your phone, which is absolutely free, once a day you can go through the McDonald's line, and if you order a soda or a tea or whatever you get, as long as you order a dollar's worth of soda, which all sodas at McDonald's are, or tea, you get one for free with the app. So you get two. So I wasn't even bright enough to do that this morning. So I've only ended up with one soda here in the studio. Now, how long is that going to last? Because I'm here for 2 hours, and then I'm here for 2 more hours with Glenn today. So we could be in real big trouble. Again, hope I'm sounding okay this morning. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I know now it's going to take a moment for you guys to get back to normal. Well, hey, thank you. Calling the studio because I've been using a different number for the last 4 months. So 740-383-9944. We might have Cola here at the studio. You know, I will tell you, it is fun to be back here because when you're doing a show from home, and I don't know all these people who've worked from home all these months during the pandemic, you know, it feels different. You know, you get in the car, you drive somewhere, that feels a little different than just sitting at home. So I am glad to be back here this morning. But let me tell you a little McDonald's adventure that I had this morning. This was very, very peculiar. Wednesday is truck day at McDonald's, which I have always said, and that's not a problem. I think it's truck day at McDonald's, at every McDonald's in Marion Wednesday. So the truck is there, but usually you can still get in both lanes at McDonald's. Now this morning I pull up, I see the trucks there, I see that the outside lane has one car in it, but then there's this car, and there's this lady in it, and she's parked like, I'm going to say 10 foot back from the car in front of her, and there's nobody else in the line, but where she's parked, because of where the truck is parked next to McDonald's, she's kind of blocking the other entrance to get in the other line. So now, I can't get in the other line, which is completely empty, because she's blocking that, and the line that she's in is not moving, because she's, you know, 10 foot back from the car in front of her for whatever reason. So she finally moves up a little bit after she sees that I'm sitting behind her. I don't know if that's what really prompted her to do that or not, but she finally moved and moved up to place her order. I moved up, I went in the first lane, placed my order, and I start to pull through. I only ordered one item, you know, a large Diet Coke. So I'm pulling through, and now this lady decides she's going to pull through. Now, she's been moving slow all morning, but now all of a sudden she's going to pull through, and she about sideswiped me there in the McDonald's line because she was not going to stop. Now, I don't know if this was one of those instances where the lady was on a telephone or what was going on, but it was a very peculiar situation this morning. I just thought I would point that out. That's nothing on the McDonald's people. They did a fine job this morning. They were quick and did what they needed to do. But boy, that lady in that line this morning, she was a little rough. She was a little rough. All right, again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Again, if that gentleman's out there who was calling me last night at home to talk about the quarry, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. If anybody else has anything to say about Quarry Park here in Marion, we would love to hear those stories. We talked about McDonald's. We also do have prizes to give away today, so we're going to get to those momentarily. Now, I will tell you something interesting. When I was in here kind of tidying up the desk this morning, there were some prizes. Well, I guess they're not prizes. They were prize cards is what they were, where we write down the name of the prize winner that I think had been here since March the 3rd. They were laying over here on the side desk. So those had long outlived their usefulness, so they have ended up in the garbage can, of course. But that was interesting. We also had some newspapers around here that I moved out of the way. Oh, I think a call is coming in. My first call since being back in the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, glad you're finally back at the radio station.
Yes, made it back in. How are we sounding this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good to hear. What do you make of this trip to McDonald's this morning?
Was that car a gray car?
You know, I don't remember if it was a gray car or not. Were you out there this morning?
No, but yesterday I was going to Kroger's out on Delaware, and I was sitting there in the go straight lane, And this car pulls over in the turning lane and honks as it goes by. I have no idea why. I was sitting still, so I know I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I just could not figure out what this poor woman was doing. And she wasn't a particularly older woman. She wasn't a particularly younger woman. She was probably 50s or 60s. But she just looked confused on how the whole McDonald's procedure worked.
Yeah. Sometimes those dual lane things, I mean, you try to pick the lane you think is going to go to fastest, but...
Well, see, I did not think
that worker McDonald's app.
Well, I did not think that the McDonald's procedure was all that complicated until this morning.
Yeah, because as far as I know, it hasn't changed in the last 40 years.
No, not that I'm aware of.
You
but
pull
she...
up, you order, you pull up, you pay, you get your money. The only thing that's really changed is the fact that they have two windows instead of just the one.
Well, yeah, but she just wanted to block both lanes this morning, which I'm not even saying she was doing intentionally. She just might have, I don't know, pulled up in the wrong spot, I guess?
I don't know. It's hard to say what people do when they're driving.
You know, it is interesting to be back in the studio. As I said, I came in this morning. Now, two things I did. I haven't talked about one yet. But, you know, I found the old ticket giveaway list that had probably been here since March. I got rid of that. I don't think we needed that anymore. And then the answering machine was totally full of about 14 messages that did not need to be on there. So I've cleared up the answering machine now.
All them people that go up to the radio station when you weren't up there, they couldn't do that.
You know, I don't know. I don't want to put blame on anybody, but I came in this morning, and I guess when I had come before to drop off tickets or anything that I've done in the last few months, I never really paid attention to the answering machine. And this morning I noticed it was blinking, and I thought that was odd. So I played the messages, and it was full was the problem. And there were like 14 messages on there that didn't need to be... They didn't need to be returned. There was no reason for them to be there. So why they were there, I really have no idea. So if you had called the station, apparently, in the last 2 or 3 months, you would have just heard it ring or go to some kind of beeping noise because the machine was full.
Yeah. But you were talking about that Quarry Park. Now, the last time I heard you talk about that Quarry Park, you said something about it being on Lynn Hampshire Road?
Yeah, it's out on Lynn Hampshire.
The Quarry Park I know is on Williamsport.
Well, it's off of, let's see here, not Williamsport, it's off of Fairground. No, Williamsport, you're right, it is Williamsport.
Yeah.
You go down Williamsport.
That's on Fountain Street, and they closed that, and you can't get across the tracks anymore.
Hillman Ford is what it's on, isn't that it, Hillman Ford?
Yeah, Hillman Ford's on the other side of the road, but that road that runs by the park there used to be Fountain. I mean, on the other side of the tracks, it still is Fountain.
Yeah, I said Lynn Hampshire. Yeah, you're right. It's Hillman Ford, I think, is the address of Quarry Park.
Yeah, well, maybe they named it. Maybe that road on that side of the tracks is Hillman Ford. I don't know. I always considered it Fountain because that's what the road is on the other side.
Well, it's just, it's amazing to me that they do not have a portable restroom. Because,
yeah, I think they would. I mean, that's a nice park over there.
Yeah, if you go out there, I'm not sure exactly what you're supposed to do.
Go off in the woods.
Well, I guess in that road, even the guy who I talked to last night on the phone, who called me at home thinking the program was live, he said that that road is just horrible. So I'm not the only one who thinks that that road may need some work.
Yeah, that's a kind of a stone road, isn't it? I mean, they could just go over there with a dump truck and put some more stone down.
Well, yeah, it kind of feels like it's a stone road, but there's not much stone on it, because when you drive down it, all this dirt kicks up, all this dust.
Yeah, they probably just need to put some more stone down.
You know, I'm looking at my levels here, which I haven't really paid much attention to because I haven't been in the studio, and for some reason, my levels look pretty good, but when you're talking, one side doesn't go up as far as it should, so... I don't know what that's all about either.
No, here, let me get closer to the phone. How's that?
I think you're coming through okay. It's just the levels look a little strange for somebody on the phone. I don't know if somebody's twisted a knob or something on here. You never know.
You know, I noticed that when you were still at the home And on Friday morning, you would be coming over nice and clear, and I could hear the callers and everything. And then at night, when you were there with Angie, everything would change. And I never figured out what that was all about.
So now, what was the big change at night that you noticed?
The volume level. I couldn't hear, like, when callers would call in, their voices would be really low. And sometimes Angie's would be really low. And you would sound kind of tinny. I never did figure out what that was about, but I guess it's all a mute point now.
Well, you know, it might have been because we were using her microphone. That could have been... Because when I was there alone, I was obviously working off one microphone. So it might have been hooking up another microphone and calibrating it. I'll tell you, audio equipment is very, very sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I've spent my time messing with audio equipment. I know, boy, the slightest little tweak can just throw it off.
Throw it off totally, and then it takes forever to get it back to where you need it to be.
Yeah, because for some odd reason, you never remember exactly where it was before you tweaked it.
No, that's the problem. And that's why when people come in and mess with the settings on the soundboard, it agitates you because you have them set to where it's going to work okay, but then they come in and they mess with them, and then you got trouble.
Yeah, it takes a while to get it back.
It does take a while.
Satisfied with the way it sounds.
Well, I'm glad you're out there this morning.
Yeah, I'm listening. Well, I listen about every morning. Sometimes I get busy in the morning, but and I can't listen. But
I'm
out in the garage working, I try to have the radio on.
Well, I'm glad we're coming through okay, because I was kind of worried this morning because I noticed that the mic that I'm on had been tampered with a little bit, and I thought, I wonder how I'm going to sound coming over the air. I know how it sounds in my headset, but I don't know how it'll sound coming over the air. But I also got a message from Mary here, who's out there listening, who said it sounds wonderful, too. So that's good to hear.
Oh, yeah, you're sounding pretty good.
Pretty good.
Because I'm listening to you over the phone, and plus I'm listening to us over the radio. So everything's sounding good.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And I got to keep reminding myself to give the old number now, 740-383-9944. Old number in the fact that it's our original number here at the station. New number in the fact that I've been using a different number for the last 4 or 5 months. 740-383-9944. It's going to take a minute to get used to that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I am here back in the studio this morning on South Prospect Street. And if you get a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. How do we sound this morning? How do the callers sound? How do I sound? Those are the basic questions. Okay, we did the McDonald's story here this morning. Now, here's something interesting. I talked about clearing the answering machine off this morning. Now, as I said, I came back in this morning, and the answering machine was blinking, and I wondered why, so I went through and noticed that it was full, and it needed to be cleaned off to some degree, which I did. So now when you call, you probably will get the answering machine. But there was a message on there, and I have no idea when it was from, because I don't think the timestamp is correct, but it was to me, the message was for me, and it said that my presence was requested at a popcorn festival meeting in October, but I think this might have been last October. And I don't remember what that was about. You know, the mind is the first thing to go. I don't know why I would have been going to the popcorn festival meeting last October, or why my presence would be requested, because that's kind of how it was laid out in the answering machine message. Maybe they're going to make me the Grand Marshal. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? No, I'm not sure what that was. I heard that message this morning, and I thought, well, I wonder what that's all about. Maybe we'll find out as the days go on here. You know, the Popcorn Festival is just right around the corner here in Marion, not too far away from where we are now. So that's coming up. Okay, what else do we have here before we do the ticket giveaway? Well, we've got some exciting program changes coming up here at WWGH Radio. We'll tell you about, actually later on this morning, we'll tell you about a few of those, and then some that are upcoming very soon. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio for that information. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751. I'm going to have to write this down. Hold on. 740-383-9944. That's the number you call. 740-383-9944. You see, when you do something in radio, the phone number gets implanted in your head, and you don't even think about it anymore. So I've been saying the other number now for 4 or 5 months, so it's stuck in my head. But the number you want to call here is 740-383-9944. So if you've got anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you back in the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. And again, we'd love to hear from that gentleman. Oh, I heard a honk. If that was you out there this morning, hello back to you. Glad people know that I'm back in the studio this morning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we'll get you up on the air. And again, if that gentleman who called me last night in regard to the quarry is listening, give me a buzz. Now, we got a call yesterday about what is going on out on 309. And I got this note last night from Jeannie Evers about what's going on out there. It says, Ted Graham, former owner of the depot grounds, was here the other night, and he's the one saying SICA is building, S-I-K-A. He said, you probably will never hear of SICA, but it is in many products that are made. Go left north out of, well, I guess the intersection of 98 and 309 is what we're talking, is where the construction site is. The man-made hill has been removed. SICA is a specialty chemical company with a leading position in the development of production of systems and products for bonding, sealing, damping, reinforcing and protecting in the building sector and motor vehicle industry. SICA AG is a Swiss multinational specialty chemical company that supplies to the building sector and motor vehicle industry, headquartered in Switzerland. The company develops and produces systems and products for bonding, sealing, damping, reinforcing, and protecting. So that is what is going on out on 309 and 98. It is SICA, which apparently is in many, many products that we already use. So I hope that answers the question that the caller had yesterday. If that answers your question, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, our big Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway continues this morning here on WWGH Radio. Yesterday, we did give away a pair of tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian who will be at the Ohio State Fair tonight, August the 3rd at 7 p.m. And now we have tickets. This is the debut of these tickets, which I think might be a hot pass, to Ice Cube, who will be at the Ohio State Fair tomorrow, Thursday, August the 4th, at 7 p.m. at the Celeste Center at Ohio State, at the Ohio State Fair. So we have Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian who will be there tonight, and we have Ice Cube, big television star, music recording artist, who will be there tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, Thursday night. So, we'll get right into our family feud here and get some people entered into the contest to give some tickets away. We might do a ticket giveaway before this hour is over. We've still got about 23 minutes before this hour is over, and then we've got next hour. Then we've got our 2 hours with Glenn this morning, so There are a lot of chances to give a lot of tickets away this morning, so let's get a lot of people entered into the competition. Remember, you can call as many times as you like, and we'll do a drawing to pick the winner of the tickets. And you can pick those tickets up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. here at the station. All right. Let's start with the category we did not finish yesterday. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. Now we've got food server, surgeon, and construction worker. Oh, and I believe yesterday we also got dancer. There are still two answers left in this category. Does anybody know what the two answers are that are left in this category? Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 740-383-9944. Hey, I got it right that time. 740-383-9944. 38 and a half minutes past the hour. We've got tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian, tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And Ice Cube, who is a favorite of a lot of people. I'm sure that show will draw a very big crowd tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. All right, let's see if anybody's got the correct answers. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Grocery store.
Grocery store. Grocery store is not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, well.
No grocery store on the list. Name a job that you would be fired from immediately if you were clumsy. Now, we've already got dancer on the list. We've got food server. We've got surgeon. And we've got construction worker. Those are the answers we have from yesterday. Food server, surgeon, construction worker, and dancer. Still two answers left. Name a job that you would be fired from immediately if you were clumsy. 740-383-9944. I wonder how many people this morning are dialing the wrong number, are dialing the other number. Remember, back in the studio this morning, 740-383-9944. A job that you would be fired from immediately for being clumsy. Two answers left. 740-383-9944. And again, we've got tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. And then we've got Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, Thursday night. What time does Ice Cube show start? 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So those are the two sets of tickets we've got. And also, if you just want to play along because you like playing the Family Feud, feel free to do that as well. All right, name a job that you would be fired from for being clumsy. 740-383-9944. And again, remember, I'm at the studio this morning, so it is a different number than the number you might have been calling the last 4 or 5 months. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 41 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Now, you might have somebody in your family who would want to go see Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair, or Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
I'm fired from being clumsy
is
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool, oh my goodness. I hear a lot of people recently got laid off at Whirlpool.
Yeah, they did.
Hopefully it wasn't all clumsiness.
I know it's a hard job.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for those people. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Construction worker is not on the list, but it is unfortunate. I think there was a big layoff at Whirlpool recently. I forget what the number was, but it was a rather large number when it came to the people who Whirlpool had to lay off. Name a job that you would be fired from for being clumsy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A job that you would be fired from for being clumsy. Still two answers left. Tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. And I believe, well, Fluffy Iglesias is 7 p.m., and so is Ice Cube. So both shows start at 7 p.m., and these tickets will also get you in the main entrance of the fair. It's not just the show itself, it will also get you in to the main gates at the fair. I know there's a charge for that, but that charge is included in these tickets, so that is a nice thing. A job that you would get fired from for being clumsy. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. Remember, it's the old number here at the studio. 740-383-9944. I'm sure there are a lot of jobs that you could be fired from for being clumsy. Now, the ones that we've been through already have been food server, surgeon, construction worker, and dancer. Now, there are still two answers left. What are they? A job you could be fired from for being clumsy. 740-383-9944. Who's got the answers this morning? I wonder if our favorite bus driver, Sarah, wants to go see Ice Cube. Now, I know that she wants to go see Willie Nelson. Now, that's Friday night. So we'll be giving those tickets away either tomorrow or Friday morning. I'm not sure yet when we're going to do that. But I guess it depends on how the Ice Cube tickets go over here. But that's a big concert. Willie Nelson is getting a huge amount of attention being at the Ohio State Fair this year. And I guess he's their big cap-off on Friday night. I think there's a show after him on Saturday, but I think he's considered the last of the big entertainment this year at the Ohio State Fair. All right, does anybody know the two remaining answers? 15 minutes left in this particular hour. A job you would be fired from for being clumsy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I know that a lot of people, now I don't know the popularity of Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, but I know there are a lot of people in Marion who would probably enjoy going to the Ice Cube concert tomorrow night, Thursday night, at the Ohio State Fair. Now, the only tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias that we've given away are the ones to Bob Welch. They're here to be picked up today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. But we'd love to give away some tickets to Ice Cube as well and some more tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Again, Glenn Coble will be in this morning with me from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we will have a progressive life today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., and then tonight, the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on from 6:10 until 7 p.m. All right, phone lines are open. A job you would be fired from for being clumsy. Does anybody know what those two remaining jobs would be? Trying to think what kind of hints I could give on this without actually giving these away very easily. I think they'd be, if I give a hint on either one of these, it's going to give it away in the blink of an eye. So the question remains, a job that you would be fired from for being clumsy. 740-383-9944. I cannot wait to get home later on and see how many people are calling the other number and see how many messages I've got on the answering machine. It's hard to get, you know, it's hard for me not to say the other number, and I'm sure it's hard for people to not call the other number. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say a dentist. Nobody's calling in, so I'm going to call in. And...
No, no dentist on the list, but a good guess. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. I got something to tell you sometime. I went to McDonald's yesterday, and I don't know what was wrong. It was getting close to 10:30, and they got up, and I happened to be in the first one. And nobody was behind me. And I seen where it wasn't moving, so I backed out. When I left, I don't know what the problem was.
So nobody was moving in front of you, so you just ended up leaving.
Yeah, they were lined up. I wasn't up to where you order. I was, like, probably a couple cars back. And I seen they weren't moving. I waited a little bit, but nobody came behind me. And I don't know if... I think there was one car maybe on that second one where you order. And I backed back and got out of there because I seen where it wasn't going anywhere and they weren't moving. So.
So which McDonald's was this at in Marion?
The one on Mount Gilead.
Oh, the one.
Yeah. By Walmart.
Yeah, that's the one that I go to in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
it was quite a trip. So is that the story you wanted to tell me?
No, I was going to tell you yesterday when I went out. I usually don't do this stuff. I'll make it fast. I went down, Columbia to State Street, and the guy was working on the, the light? And he happened to be sitting down. I've never seen one of them sit down, and work on, he had like a chair thing there. And I said, what did I say? I said something about, you're not supposed to sit down on the job. And he laughed, and I said, I want a job like that. So then I go over to Vidal. They're working on that. There were two guys there. And so when I pulled out, from the light, there was nobody there. And I said, do you need any help? He laughed and laughed. I said, we want this place up, going and stuff and things. That was my day. But I went over to the pet store because I have a cat that has that liver disease. And the vet, like, there's no hope for him. And I'm trying to save him. So I had to go over to the pet zone, and I was just out that way, so.
Well, it sounds like an interesting adventure you had yesterday.
Yeah, I usually don't say that to people, but nobody was around, and it was weird because when the people are working on the lines, and stuff, you never see them have a, I don't know what kind of a chair thing it was there, sitting on that and working and stuff, so. But when I listened to you, when I called in Friday, listened to you, I didn't have any trouble hearing you.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad, because I'm back in the studio this morning, so I wanted to make sure everybody could hear okay.
Okay, did you get all those papers, or did they pile up there?
No, I got them.
Okay, because I have another bunch for you. Okay.
All right, thanks.
I had to buy.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. A job you would get fired from if you were clumsy. Coming up on 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. A job you would get fired from if you were clumsy. Now we have tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tonight at the Ohio State Fair. He is a comedian. And Ice Cube tomorrow night. 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's going on with the bird flight over there in Columbia, Maine? Anything about that?
What's that?
The bird flight over in Columbia in Maine. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I saw him doing some work out there the other day. Is the building still there?
The building is, but where the gas pumps were, they've completely taken that out. And that's very deep, cold, dark, and everybody keeps asking me, What's going on? I'm like, I don't know.
How long have they been closed?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that.
Well, I wonder if they're just putting new pumps in, but if anybody knows what's going on with the...
I heard that rumor. Another rumor I heard was that the funeral had bought it and they were going to use it as parking.
Oh, really? The certified there. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on in life that.
Well, we'll see if anybody... Now, are you an Ice Cube type of person?
I grew up on that, and yeah, he's all right, but my taste in music has changed.
To Willie Nelson.
Everybody loves Willie. I mean, they ain't nobody don't like Willie.
He's very, very popular. That's There is no doubt about that. I've learned that during these ticket giveaways.
Did you ever get a chance to listen to any more of his music?
Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've listened to quite a bit of his music. I mean, I liked when he was with the Highwaymen. I thought he did a great job there.
Well, because I thought you said something about the only song he ever made was On the Road Again.
Well, I was just having a good time.
We haven't spent enough time together, Scott, that I know when you're joking, I guess.
I know. Well, I would never knock Willie Nelson. I mean, he's a very, very popular icon in the world of music. Whether you like his music or not, he's up there. He's got a different level of popularity.
That's right. Do you like Ice Cube?
You know, Ice Cube's okay. I mean, I think he's done a lot with his career, not only in the music industry, but also being an actor. He's done a lot of good things in the acting industry.
Yeah. Okay, have a good show.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we have got Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias and Ice Cube tickets here. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
How about archaeologist?
Archaeologist. No archaeologist on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, Scott, that's a good one. Can you imagine breaking a 10,000-year-old artifact? That'd be problem solving.
They'd fire you for that. They'd have to fire you.
I'd say so. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Absolutely a good guess, but not on the list. I would definitely think an archaeologist would be a job you would not want to be clumsy at. That's what we're looking for here this morning. A job, if you were clumsy at, they would fire you immediately. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we've got tickets to the comedian tonight at the Ohio State Fair, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, and Ice Cube tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, Thursday. Both shows have a 7 p.m. start time. 740-383-9944. Hey, I'm getting better at getting that number right as the hour goes along. Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022, 54 minutes past the hour here. Got about 6 minutes left this hour. We've had no entries so far. A lot of good guesses, but no correct ones so far. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about working in a glass factory or a glass blower?
No glass factory or glass blower. Did you hear about the Sika plant this morning?
Yes, I did. And that's not the first one. I know there's other Sika plants other places, too. But I don't know what they make or do. It may be different things.
No, apparently that's what I got in the message this morning, was that you probably never will hear of Sika, but it's in many of the products that are made. So I guess that's what's going on out there on 309 and 98.
Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe they might actually be removing contaminated soil after all that River Valley leukemia ordeal. I was like, why would it take so long? But that was what my guess was when I saw them tearing
I guess just building a plan out there.
Okay. Well, I hope nobody else gets anything from that one.
We hope not. That's for sure.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. The studio number here. Name a job you would be fired from immediately if you were clumsy. 740-383-9944. Ohio State Fair tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, comedian tonight, and Ice Cube tomorrow night. Both 7 p.m. starts at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a barber or a hairdresser.
No barber or hairdresser. Good guess. No barber or hairdresser on the list here this morning. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Now remember, if the lines are just ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944, coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time, a job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets and Ice Cube tickets at the Ohio State Fair. Those will be part of the drawing this morning. Ice Cube, very, very popular. I imagine these tickets will go very popular as soon as we get entries into the competition this morning. You know, I think Ice Cube is probably right up there with Nelly, and we got rid of all the Nelly tickets last week, as well as the Foreigner tickets. So that's my guess. That's what I think will happen as we approach 58 minutes past the hour here. Hour number one here this morning. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Go ahead, caller.
A window washer, window cleaner.
No window washer, but a good guess. No window washer this morning. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Now, I wonder how many people have been fired from jobs because they were clumsy. Is clumsy something you can overcome? Maybe you're just clumsy at certain things. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A china shop. Phrase, a bull in a china
shop. A bull in a china shop. No china shop on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No bulls in a china shop here this morning on the list. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A job you would be fired from if you were clumsy. Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022, 58, coming up on 59 minutes past the hour. Got a whole nother hour with me here this morning, and then 2 hours with Glenn Goble coming up at 10. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say a bartender?
Bartender is on the list. Did you want to be entered to win, Ryan?
Yeah, sure. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. All right, we got you in, Ryan. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, Ryan is in to win the Ice Cube tickets. Bartender. Yeah, you don't want to be splashing people's drinks or dropping them on the floor. That would be an expensive proposition if you were a bartender. All right, one answer left here in this category. Name a job that you would be fired from if you were clumsy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we've got Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets and Ice Cube tickets, and I'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I have so